Thanks for listening to D-Mac and I on the Drive. Derek Wolf here for Great Range Premium Bison, my choice for sustainable, delicious, and healthy meat. It's available at local grocery and club stores, or you can order online at Amazon.com. Learn more at GreatRangeBison.com.
So the last time I saw you, you were telling me you flunked a, you didn't pass a test that you needed to pass to go bow hunt mountain lions in Evergreen. What the hell changed?
Well, I retook it on the way home from here.
I'm sorry.
Because it was bothering me. I was like, it was stupid. I just went into it too confident. I was just like, they tried to do it quick, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no. You know, like dumb questions like how many dogs can you have? Like, I don't know, 6? Nope, it's actually 8.
Okay.
You know,
little stuff.
Yeah, just little stuff that I missed. So I think that was the one that, like, I missed that, like, would have gave me this. So I retook it, got a 98 or something, you know, so it was all good. So I went straight to Cabela's and bought my mountain lion tag, and my buddy who runs dogs was like, hey.
Because the trip was planned.
No.
Oh, you just put it together?
Yeah, because you have to do it on a fresh snow or else the dogs can't keep the track.
Okay.
Well, so
you got it today.
Yeah, plenty of it. So I drove all the way up to Pine, really like Grant area, like Pine, Grant, like that area.
Mm-hmm.
Evergreen is all, it's all the same, you know.
How was 285?
Awful.
Yeah, I bet.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It took me like an hour to get up there.
I bet.
So I didn't sleep really at all last night.
Okay.
Because I was like all jacked up about hunting mountain lions and couldn't, it was like Christmas morning for me. Like,
never done it before.
Yeah. And a little background on like the reason. So I love hunting deer and elk, and mountain lions kill deer and elk. And mature male mountain lions also kill the cubs of female mountain lions to get them to go back into heat. So you have to like, you know, I feel like I'm doing my part by taking care of some of these toms. And it's not easy. It is. I knew it was going to be hard. But I didn't think it was going to be this hard.
Where'd you end up?
So what you do is you drive the back roads and you look for tracks, fresh tracks.
Who are you there with?
With my buddy.
Just
with
you buddy. And two dudes?
Yeah, and his dogs.
Okay, and his 8 dogs?
Hounds. No, just 4.
4 dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so 4 dogs. And we got on, he was on some tracks. He'd been out driving around since like 2 in the morning.
Okay. He'd been looking for it.
So he'd been out there looking,
you're meeting up.
Yeah. So he just had no luck. You know, he's like, he was thinking about telling me not to come because he can't find anything.
Gotcha.
And I said, no, I'm coming. We're going to find one.
Figure it out.
So we go up to Grant, make our way up to Grant, up to 285,
mm-hmm.
Pull off this back road. There's public land there. Well, the problem is there's like little 2 pieces of private land right there as well.
Okay.
And right across the street from this private, I look over and there's some tracks coming out of this tree.
Starting to get exciting.
So I'm like, oh, and he's like, that's a big one. And he gets all fired up.
You could tell.
And then under the tree is a full-grown mule deer, like mature mule deer buck that had recently been killed and was getting eaten on by this mountain lion.
Okay.
Big 4x4 mule deer.
Okay.
Laying under the tree, and I was like, there's a deer right there. And he's like, no, it's a dead deer. He's been eating on that thing.
That's the bait, basically.
Yeah, and that's what he was eating on. And then, so for the next 2 hours, we tried to find out who this landowner was so we could get a hold of him so we could take the dogs through his property to the public.
Okay.
Because if not, we're going to have to go, and this stuff is straight up and down. Like, it is, like, you're traversing this stuff. It's not like you're just hiking up it, no.
Are you post-holing? Is it that deep?
It's deep.
Like that?
Deep. Yeah. I mean, I was slipping.
Post-holing is like when you take a step and you sink. Like every step you take is a post.
But imagine every time you do that and then you slip.
Yeah.
So that's what was happening.
That's what you're
doing. And I have good boots on.
That's
so like,
exhausting. I've done that a couple times climbing 14ers. It's exhausting.
It made me, I mean, just getting like the first like mile of it, I was like.
Mile?
Yeah, the first mile.
100 yards would be exhausting.
It is.
Okay.
And I'll tell you about the 100 yards.
A mile.
I'll tell you about the last 100 yards when I finally was.
All right.
So, and my guy that's does this all the time. He hunts. You know, he's like tomorrow. He's leaving to go down to Spain to hunt sheep or something. So,
sure.
Yeah. So like he does all. He does. This is what he does nonstop. So okay. He's like a goat going through the mountains. You know, he's just like
yeah.
You know, scurries up. He wears these Scarpa like mountaineering boots. You know, I'm wearing like really good mountaineering boots, but it's not made
You're struggling a little bit.
Slipping and falling everywhere.
Yeah.
And it is awful. And I got my bow in one hand, you know, so it's like.
Could have probably used a ski pole or at least a tracking pole, sort of thing.
Anything. Literally anything would have been
great. Tree branch.
Tree branches, I'm grabbing them, they're breaking, and I'm falling. I'm like, I hope I don't roll down this hill because it's steep.
Okay.
So finally we get back and like he just goes with the dogs. He's following the dogs. And he keeps calling me. And I'm like, dude, quit calling me because I have to stop and answer every time you call me. And he's like, well, where are you at? We got him in the tree. And I'm like, I don't know, dude. I'm just following your tracks. Like,
oh, so you're that far behind your buddy?
Way behind, yeah.
Whoa.
Like probably a mile behind him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Because he just took off.
Yeah, he just is like,
I'll see you.
Yeah. I said, go, I'll catch you. Like, he has to keep up with the dogs.
Wow.
Yeah. To, like, tell him what to do.
You're a mile behind?
At least. So then.
But the mountain lion's up the tree.
So listen, so we go up this, straight up this face. And we're, this is it, like, the base of that hill was at 9,600 feet. So we're, like, when you get to the top, it's easily a 2,000-foot vertical climb.
Wow.
You know, it's straight up rock.
That's the incline, 2,000. But anyways, go ahead.
So it goes straight up it. And then we get up there, and I'm like, oh, cool, we're going to work this ridge. No, he drops down off that thing, and we fall. So I follow him down into there, and then he goes back up all the way to the top. And then he calls me, and he goes, hey, when you find my tracks, follow my tracks. And then he's like, I'm going to drop you a pin. And I'm like, okay, cool. He's like, we got him in a tree. We're all good. It's all good. We're good. He's a huge Tom. Like,
here we go.
It's going to be great. You know, here we go. It's on. And I couldn't hear the dogs barking, so I'm like, he must be pretty far. And he sends me the pin, and the pin takes me to, like, this, like, right next to the road. And I'm like, that's kind of weird, but whatever. So I just, like, beeline it to the pin, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, leave his tracks and go straight to the pin. And he calls me, like, halfway down the hill. He's like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm going to the pin. He's like, no, drop in from above the pin. I said, you didn't say that.
So you got lost.
So I should have been just, like, following his tracks and then drop down right there. That's where he wanted me to drop down so I would come down. No, I walked all the way down to the road, walked down the road like 800 yards, and then I got to go back up. And, dude, when I tell you that I was cramping, locking up, and I'm talking about hamstrings, quads, calves,
everything,
bottom of my feet, forearms, my ribs and my abs, everything locking up.
How's your hydration and nutrition at this point? Not good.
Piss poor. Absolutely abysmal.
Not good.
So
not good, not smart.
He's like, dude, I'm only like 500 yards from you. And I'm like, 500 yards? Might as well be.
You're right. Yeah, right.
Because
right.
I'm talking about I take 2-3 steps
right.
And I'm on the ground cramping.
What are the options at this point?
Quit.
I mean, but even then.
You could quit.
Yeah, I mean.
But you know, now you have a cat that's been treed and it's like, we're going to let him get away? He's already killing full-grown deer. Mm. He was hiding under this lady's porch down the road. She told us, like, please get rid of him. He killed my dog last year.
Mm.
You know, so we're like, okay, we're going to get him. We're going to take care of him. And we did.
You got there.
But, dude, I'm telling you, it took me 2 hours to go 200 yards.
Wow.
Crawling up the hill with my bow. I took my pack off, strapped my bow to my back, my pack. I was like, I'm crawling up this hill. There's nothing that's going to stop me. I said, I'm getting there. I'm going to get this mountain lion. And I get up there, and I get to this. I'm talking about like a cut. Like, it's a cut that I'm climbing up. So it's like I'm climbing up on rocks and jumping over, you know, fall down and all this stuff and going over across the creek and then back across the creek just, like, because it's thick in there. So, like, that 500 yards just really turns into, like, 1,000 yards because you're going back and forth the whole time. And the whole time he's up there, hurry up, you know, yelling at me. And I'm like, dude, I can't go any faster. I don't know what you want me to do. Like, I just can't. Every time I stand up, I slip and fall.
Mm-hmm.
So finally I get up there and I'm within, like, I don't know, I'm at the bottom of the tree, probably 30 yards. And he's like, no, you got to get up here. And I'm like, dude, I'm done. I don't know if I can. And he's like, come on, just put one last push. I'm like, all right, let's go, fine. So I get up just full cramping, yelling. I'm just yelling the whole way up the, because I'm just locked up. And I get up there.
Oh, my God.
I get up there, and I stand there, and he's like, hold on a second. Let me get my phone out so I can take a good video of it. And he's like, because I know where to shoot him, you know. It's like, it's mm-hmm. It was a frontal shot. Like, you got to drop it, like, down in the vitals. And mm-hmm. I was like, okay. And I just, like, my hand, I took my gloves off because my gloves were just, like, soaking wet inside.
You're shaking?
Oh, freezing cold. Freezing cold. Like, my hands were freezing. I couldn't even feel my release.
Mm.
But I practice a lot, so it's automatic, you know, like it's an automatic shot for me, and I have anchor points and everything. And but what I had never done before in bow hunting was shot upwards. I've shot down on things. Yeah, yeah. I've shot even with things.
Yeah, I would imagine that's
but I've never shot straight up, like, you know, like it was like a 20-yard shot, but it was like the angle was really weird. And you're standing on this slippery rock. So I was like, all right, let me just lock in real quick. So I just like slowed my breathing down. Drew back, let it fly, hammered him. Perfect shot. He was, he might as well have been dead before he hit the ground because he didn't make it too far. And then here's where the real miserable part started. If you thought that was miserable, this was real miserable because we go down, gut the, you know, gut the animal, put the tag on him, and take some pictures with him and stuff. And, you know, because he's like, this thing is a giant. It makes you look small, which is insane. Because I'm 6'6", 285 pounds. And
did you put this up on social yet?
Not yet, but I will. It's coming tomorrow.
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's a giant cat. It's, like, this cat is huge.
It's like nothing I've ever seen before.
And I'm not surprised it was able to take down a full-grown mule deer. Like, it's probably the same size as it, or if not bigger.
No clue that that was the size. Because I see mountain lions on videos. They're, you know, still scary-looking, but they're not like that.
Dude. That thing will.
I've never seen anything like it.
That thing can kill anybody.
It looked like something from the Sahara, or from Africa.
Right?
Like,
that's what I like, said.
Looked like something you'd see in a
video. You should have seen his teeth. Like, wait till you see his teeth. Insane. I was shocked. I was like, I can't believe how big he is. And then just trying to pick him up for the picture, I was like, he's got to be 200 pounds.
It's mind-blowing.
Like, got to be. You know, got to be at least 200 pounds.
So how'd you get him back?
So, gutted him out. And I just, like, hung him out. I put him in my pack and hung him out both sides. So his head out of one side, his butt out the other side.
You got to be kidding me.
And then I put my bow on my back, and I was like, let's go.
Come on.
I crawled backwards all the way down the hill. And it took me 2 hours.
Holy cow.
In the snow. Two foot of snow.
Holy cow.
Slipping and sliding. And on the way down, I'm lucky I'm not in the hospital right now. I don't know how I got lucky and just landed in, like, a soft spot. But I, like, go to stand up. I'm like, oh, I can, like, you know, kind of walk right here.
Fell.
I take one step with my right foot, and it shoop right out from under me on this rock face, and off I go.
Whoa.
Off I go, dude. Just, I was like.
In snow or on rock?
I landed in, like under a tree. Like, I don't understand.
How far did you fall?
Like, 10 feet, at least. Yeah, at least 10 feet, yeah. Because I was like, I just was like, oh, well, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. You know?
Wow.
And I landed. And I was, the worst part about that was, is that the mountain lion was now like all lopsided in my pack. And then one of my straps had like come undone. So I was like, ah, now I got to take this pack off and repack it on the side of the hill like
What's
this.
What's your buddy doing at this point?
Oh, he's already at the truck. He went to the truck and then brought the truck down the road. So I didn't have to like go down and walk the road.
Plus
to
he's
him.
Got his dogs too. He's
yeah, plus he has to take care of the dogs. They're tired.
So you're on your own again, kind of.
So, oh yeah. I was on my own, just crawling backwards down the mountain, sliding.
Wow.
Sliding back, sliding on my hands and knees, feet first.
How many times do you want to quit?
Oh, you want to quit the whole time.
Why didn't you quit?
Because I'm not a quitter.
How many times do you have
because
to
quit? Because it's
how
that.
How many times do you have to remind yourself of that?
Well, especially on the pack out, right? Because, well, on the way there, it's like, oh, do I really want to, like, get this mountain line? It's like, yeah, I do. I already made it this far. I'm going to keep going. Like, and then on the pack out, it's like, well, I took the time to come in here and take this animal's life. I better take the time to get this animal out of here.
I feel like this is the short version of it. So maybe, you know, it'd be compelling to do a deeper dive at some point. This is probably not the exact right format.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, man, it was the hartest, one of the hardest hunts. I've done some pretty tough hunts. Like, yeah. You know, I put 60 miles on my feet in like 4 days on an elk hunt, you know, and then I did the same thing the week before that in on an over-the-counter unit in Colorado. Never seen a single elk. So
can you believe you can do that in a morning and be in a fufu-shishi suburb in Greenwood Village later in the day?
It's so wild.
The state of Colorado, bro.
It's so, like, that's why Colorado's great, man.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
You can do awesome things, man. You can go and hunt mountain lions and then come do your radio show. And that's why, like, I felt so bad because I was like, we got the deed done at, like, 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that. I was like, dude, I'm not getting out of here fast. There ain't nothing fast about it.
Relax. Chill.
I was like, probably, oh, man.
It feels like you're kind of wound up even to this point right now.
I am, dude. I'm pumped full of adrenaline and energy drinks.
get some food. Chill.
I got some pizza here finally. I haven't eaten since like 5 a.m.
We're going to talk about Kale Makarov in Calgary a little bit. Back into the coaching search, Mason Studio.
Okay.
I'm glad you're okay.
Get back down to earth here. All wound up.
And on Instagram? Instagram for you?
Yeah, it'll be on Instagram, yeah. Okay. DerekWolf95. I'll put it on there tomorrow.
Something else. I'll save it. It's a giant cat. You sent me some pictures. I'll save it. I'll let you. We'll retweet all that stuff.
Okay.
But trust me.
Yeah, I'll share it on Twitter as well.
It was everybody around here had their jaws dropped. Nobody could believe it.
Yeah, I wouldn't send you guys something unless I thought it was like worth sending. You know.
I get it.
It wasn't a little kitty cat.
No. Well, people can see it for themselves.
Yeah.
What a story. Ridiculous.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat from my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats, too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.